to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm your main man, CG.
And today we have returning guest, Chris Kelly.
Hi there. It's good to see you guys.
Our Bigfoot enthusiast, because he will not allow me to use the word expert. Although CG and
I say expert at home.
Yes.
Thank you, CG.
And in the confines of our home, I say Bigfoot expert, but I won't spread it if Chris doesn't want me to.
Well, I don't need the flack. You know what I mean? When I'm in front of groups and there's no cameras, I'm an expert. But here, just an enthusiast.
So since the last time we had you on our podcast, we got to go out with you on a Bigfoot excursion in a forest in New Jersey. I don't like to always give specifics for whatever reason. I just don't want lots of people flocking to the sacred Sasquatch ground.
True. That's a good point.
We had a very cool experience. I will say it started off with you giving out these packets. It was very financial advisor of you. It was very like, he's together. His house
was selling.
Good.
He was selling us Bigfoot. He was selling us. He wanted us to buy that Bigfoot is legit. And he sold it to us. And
I already believed.
I bought it.
You did. You were in?
I bought it. Yeah, you financial advisored me. And so, yeah, I was in. I was giving you all my money.
Well, we can talk about that offline for sure. Let's parking lot that for a few minutes. And we'll circle the wagons. That was more like a third grade book report, I think, presentation, frankly. But whatever. Doing the best I can with limited resources.
You gave a lot of good facts. You were talking about how scientists have found evidence, but for some reason, they're not really allowed to take it further. There's a block going on. And I don't fully know why. I think it's because Sasquatch is part alien race. And I do believe that there are aliens in Area 51, et cetera. There's a lot of information the government has that for whatever reason, they don't want out. And I think Bigfoot's a part of it. And there are just so many people who've had experiences, as you know. And then you gave us this really great, Sasquatch lecture kind of thing, presentation. And then we were led, I won't say her name, we were led by an amazing woman who also had an experience and knows the woods there very well. So she let us in.
Let me say about her real quick. Because when you watch this, I don't know. I don't know what's what. I'm not going to say I believe or I don't believe or whatever. I just don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't seen one. You know, so I go in open-minded. And this lady, when she talks, you know, she was kind of shaking a little bit and crying a little bit. And like she was, I could tell that whether or not this is real, this lady knows it's real. You know what I'm saying? So like that kind of sold me that she was having experiences and it affected her so much that like, you know, she can hardly get the words out. And so like, to me, that's evidence right there. Somebody's like, I could tell that lady been through something. And then, so after that happened and we're walking through and then we find out she was a park ranger at that place. She knows it like the back of her hand. And, you know, this is her home place and she's had sightings and there have been other sightings at this same place. Chris's crew had sightings you know, and so then I started to get into it. Like by the time we walked into the woods, I was like, yo, this is, yeah, you guys made it legit. You guys made it legit. And I wasn't sure that it was going to be at all.
Right, right. Well, and I didn't know what to expect because I never met her in person. I just know that I camped at that location and it's like serendipity, right? That I meet this woman through my sister and she tells me this story. And then I said, well, where did this happen? And it was at this location. And I said, wow, I was camping there with a bunch of professionals that are non-believers that all came to me on this camping trip and said, I have to tell you this story. And each five people had stories like in the nights that we were there. That's crazy. And it was exactly in the location where she took us on the hike, you know?
And then when we got to the part where you taught us how to do Bigfoot calls.
Yeah.
That was the highlight for various reasons. It's just fun to use your diaphragm and make calls because we have, a lot of us have lost touch to those primal forces. Native Americans used to make primal cries and call out to deities and spirits or animals, but we don't really do that in our culture. So first of all, it was just fun to be able to make cries out there in nature. But then we did get knocks and calls back to us. I have no doubt that those were calls from Bigfoot. So
I'm actually embarrassed a little bit about mine because it was so weak. I feel like now, after hearing that Bigfoot call, I think Bigfoot thinks that I have a small dick because of the way that I did my
you
call.
went there.
You know what I mean? Because the way Chris did, I think Chris's dick is huge now.
She
I
well,
don't know, but I think it is. I think it probably is. And so, but then I did mine. And I was like, no, this is no good.
CG's
It's
Bigfoot
embarrassing.
cry. No, it was actually really good because it's kind of like what I had heard, but it was very low. Like compared to the others, it was like, but it was like I had like a lowness to it, but it was calming. But it did kind of sound like what I heard a couple times from Sasquatch.
And that
So
was as loud as I could do. I did it as hard as I could, and I feel like a lot less of a man since that happened.
it sounded more like a kind of like a wounded Bigfoot, like physically, spiritually wounded, just hurting animal creature. And I think you did a
Was
great
on his
job.
way out of this world.
Like, was heading to therapy after that part. It was really hurt. That was an incredible experience, man. I don't just, listen to Star. Do you remember when she said, "Hey, we're going into"? I don't know what she called it, but she's like, "We're when we entered the forest." She's like, "You're gonna notice a significant drop in temperature," and we went in there, and it was like air conditioning was on. It was crazy.
It
You know, I'll
allowed
make
us
you.
to continue because it was such a hot day.
That was tough. Yeah,
Yeah.
that
So
was
when
tough.
you walked in, thank goodness the temperature dropped because I was surprised I was able to do the whole
I
thing. I
know.
thought, remember, I had you bring ice in case I went down and
Yeah.
I didn't need it.
You
In the
didn't
car
need
ride
it.
home, she says, "I feel really bad that I it."
made Chris bring a cooler full of ice.
That's okay. I threw it at passersby on the ride home.
Okay. Good. You got use out of it.
Just,
That's
yeah,
what
pegging
counts.
him. Got to get some fun in. So, yeah, I just want to touch on the stories if I can, just for a minute. The when I was camping, this group of people, like they're all professionals and they laugh at me with the Bigfoot stuff. It's a joke to them, 100%. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I just wanted to back up, say something. So we were talking about this. Science is supposed to investigate, right? That's the whole purpose of science, prove or disprove. That's it. And why? So we asked the question, like, why is it with these two topics, Bigfoot and UFOs, it's your laughing stock if you talk about it? What's scientific about that? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, where does that laughter come from? What's funny about it? Like, what's silly about the potential for a hominid species to still be on Earth?
It feels like that mentality has been purposely put here, maybe
Yeah.
by the government, so that way anyone who tries to bring it out to the forefront is ridiculed to the point where they're like, I don't want to look crazy or stupid, so I'm going to shut up. But you're right, because there are so many oddities out there, including just people who are religious. They believe some out there stories from the Bible to the Quran to the Torah. So why, when people want to believe in something that's not yet fully seen, even though it has been seen, why? And I think it's because certain subjects are made that way, or it's just fear.
I mean, I know why it's funny, because Bigfoot is like a big ape thing that some people say that they see, and then other people around can't say that they saw it too. Okay. And so people are just like, that's Crazy Larry. That's Crazy Larry over there had a Bigfoot sighting. You know what I mean? Like, and so it gets funny because or why it could be funny that you believe in Bigfoot. And I think it's like kind of the name's a little bit laughable. The name's kind of a joke name. When what we're talking about, I think Sasquatch fits it better. Bigfoot's kind of like a comic book or something.
Yeah, if you know the story behind it, but just like, what about the giant squid? Like, was it people said there was a giant squid for hundreds of years, and nobody, I don't think it wasn't like, oh my God, a giant squid. Like, you know what I mean? Bigfoot brings on much more laughter than the idea of having a giant squid. Like, so I don't
I
get
think a giant squid gets as much laughter as Bigfoot.
you
But
do.
they found it.
Arguably,
Arguably.
they did find it.
They did
Yeah.
find the giant squid.
Yeah, the sailors have been saying it for hundreds of years, and they found it. They have there's giant squid in the ocean.
That's
Absolutely.
terrifying.
Yeah,
That's terrifying.
gigantic. So I don't know. It's just strange, you know. But so this group of professionals, they each of them had these really scary things happen when they're, you know, I'll just tell you one of the women said that she was in her tent, and this is a non-believer. She laughs at me, and she said that at like 1 o'clock in the morning, I guess it was enough moonlight. She said a very large shadow walk like moved past her tent as if it was floating. And that's like a common description when it comes to Bigfoot sightings. It was floating or it was gliding. It doesn't like bob up and down like a human being. And she said, and the other thing is that there's a common denominator, like people say, well, the hair stands up on their neck. You know, that doesn't have if somebody's walking by, that's strange. I don't think my hair stands up, right? But that's a common thing that before they see anything, they get this sense, like this sense of doom or something, dread. And then she said it floated, it like moved past. It was gigantic and tall. And she said she was under her covers for an hour. She wouldn't move. She was terrified, you know. And that happened to another person right next to her tent. So multiple
Didn't
people.
you
That's
say
how me and Kate first met.
because
Is that right?
You know, she hid
you
a
are
big
tall.
shadow? I loomed past, and the hair on the back of her neck stood up.
Right. Well, you are an
Couldn't
impressive creature, CJ. There's no doubt about that. You're a handsome guy. He's tall. He's like a prince or something. What'd you do with your hair? You cut your hair? Didn't you have longer hair at the trip? Oh,
No,
you
it's
just slicked it back.
Kate cuts the back of it for me.
on his
Okay. If it's a little shaggy
hairstylist.
sometimes, Kate takes care
She
of it.
just trim it up, you know, cut
She
it up.
mows her Bigfoot down. Got it.
Exactly.
Got it. That's
You
great.
told a story where there was, I think someone was in a tent and a Bigfoot like cupped their head
Oh my
or
God. Yeah.
held their head. Like, that is crazy to me. Like, because to me, that shows Bigfoot, or I'm going to say Sasquatch, is intelligent. We already know this,
Oh yeah.
those of us who really connect to them. But they are, because I think they were trying to show that person, like, I could rip your head off right now, and I want you to understand you're lower than me in the food chain, human, but I'm not going to do this. And
Right.
I think, yeah, they're saying, like, we're showing you mercy in that moment. And I think we need to pay attention to that, because even like all the Planet of the Apes movies, it shows how humans have really abused their power. And if the roles were reversed, how would you want to be treated? And I think we're seeing that in the whole Sasquatch thing. Like, they're trying to show, hey, human, I could freaking break your skull right now.
Yeah.
I exist. I'm not going to break your skull, but maybe acknowledge I exist and respect Sasquatch's existence.
I would actually love to be a pet of a monkey on Planet of the Apes. I feel like that's like just I'd be taken care of. Like I'm a pet.
A pet
It'd
to
be
them?
amazing. Yeah, one of their pets.
I don't know. That sounds a little dangerous, you
In the
know?
Mark Wahlberg one, they had, you know, they had pets. They had human pets.
Oh, really?
And so,
I don't like that idea at all.
yeah,
I
that's
mean,
horrible. He doesn't mean that.
life would be so much easier. They feed you and they, you know, clothe you and
I'm
do
visualizing
tricks
sexual
for him and
assault
stuff.
by monkeys. It's not a good look. Yeah. Tugging on the shirt tail of the monkey people. That's harrowing. That's harrowing. So,
Yeah.
hey, so listen
You
to real
deserve better, CG.
quick. There was a hunter that told a story on Sasquatch Chronicles. If any of your listeners, Sasquatch Chronicles is a podcast that's outstanding. 1,200 shows, I think he has now. The hunter's in a tree stand and he hears something walking bipedally. It's early in the morning, but it's not enough to see. He says something, and he's very high up. He says something tugs on his foot, on his boot, tugs on it, and then lets go. And he's terrified. He said it walks past, it turns around, looks up at him, and smiles. It smiled at him and then just kept walking. To your point,
Exactly.
because the question is like these things could rip us apart, but they don't
Right.
most of the time,
Right.
supposedly. So why don't they? You know, it's just curious. It's obviously there's intelligence. They're making choices not to do it, but they want us to know that they could.
Yes.
Something stuck in my head about on that handout you gave us. There was a picture, and it had several different pictures of what Bigfoot might look like.
Yeah.
And then one of them, the head looked like the monkey from Outbreak. You know, just like screaming, and he will get you, you know. And that
Right.
really gave me nightmarish thoughts.
Yeah, it's scary. I'll tell you to scare you even further. Those are all purported sketches of them. That's what they say. So there's multiple looks to them, right? So I heard one story where all four of those were in the family group. In other words, they didn't all look the same. They were all like mixed. It's crazy. It's just crazy, man. The whole thing.
Yeah, and the one that our guide had seen looked like the one in our region, what they look like in our region.
Yeah, she
So,
said that. She's so right. She said it looked just like it. It's interesting.
yeah, it was a very cool day. It was a very special group because I know a lot of people were invited. I was happy that it wasn't a huge group. I felt like we
Yeah.
might not have had the response from Sasquatch had there been more. I feel like the energy of our group, I got to do a little meditation, protective prayer before we entered the woods, which I was grateful to be asked to do. And it just felt like a spiritual experience, and it was filled with respect for them. So the day was really special also because of all the people that were there. And it wasn't a huge group. It was just everyone there was so special.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it felt like family. Felt like
Yeah.
family time. Good family time. It
Yeah,
was.
we all got to know each other a little bit better, and I think you're right. If it was 40 or 50 people, who knows what would have happened? And we had that was an incredible experience. It was you, and it wasn't my calls. Maybe they heard them. I mean, I it
Your
was
calls
your.
woke them up.
Yeah, they're like,
Your
there's
calls,
so
they
many
knew it
people.
was mating season when they heard your
Right,
call. They said, oh shit, we're
we
late.
are about to hook up.
We're late for the hump fest. That one, it was guttural, it was manly, it
Boys,
was
get to the
amazing.
river.
Yeah, the female Bigfoots were on their way after that call.
Exactly. Right. Plus, I had special cologne on, Bigfoot cologne. So, yeah, and yeah, it wasn't mine though. It was after your Yiddish. What do we call that? Yiddish yelping?
Well, it kind of is like a Native American war cry, I found out from our guide, but it's a sound that's always very guttural for me. But the way I was doing it for some reason turned Yiddishy. I started having like a oy yo yo accidentally at the end of
Yeah.
it. And I was like, okay, this is getting a little Jewishy Yiddishy. But it started off the way I just did it now, which is how I intended. And yes, we heard back after that. And
That was
I
incredible.
felt excited. I was excited that it
It
responded.
was incredible.
I'm not
And
gonna lie.
so we had that first call. Everyone was shocked. Most people heard it. I think everybody
I
did.
think
And
everyone did. I think.
then we
No, we
had
heard it from different directions,
well that
though.
no, the first time was just the one direction. It was down the hill.
Yes.
Second time, because you did the call again, I did a
Yes.
call, you did a call. At the same time, like set, let's split the group into seven and seven. Seven people looked down the hill and started pointing, saying it's down there. And then seven were pointing up the hill, saying no, it's over there. So we had two responses simultaneously. That was incredible. Everybody heard them. It was just incredible,
It
man.
was amazing. And then the next day or 2 days after, our guide, she goes to the woods a lot and she saw, I guess I'll have to maybe post it somewhere. She saw in the trees someone who had to be very large and able to lift big tree branches and weave them together to make it's
Yeah.
like tree art,
Right.
what she saw. She took a picture and sent it to me. And we both took it as a
Because
symbol
it
of
was the
them.
next day, and this lady is in the park every day. Like she's that's her
She
place.
knows the changes, yes. And we both took it as them communicating back to us. I mean, in my opinion, it's too big for a human to just pick up these huge branches and weave them together. You know, I don't, it's just odd if that happened.
I
So,
don't know how much you've investigated like the topic itself, but that's common in the
oh.
oh yeah, they absolutely it
It looked very Native American, even in the way they wove the branches. So
right. But
interesting.
that's common. There's no way some of the things that they'll weave together, there's no way a human you would need machinery. Like it'll be in the middle of Alaska or Colorado in the mountains. You'd need machinery to do these things because they're so high up in the air. And it's obvious, you know, and people like Les Stroud have gone out and said, there's no way that that's man-made. There's no way, you know, it's not weather either. He says, you know how weather affects trees with snow and wind. And this stuff is gigantic and heavy, and there's just not possible for a human to do. So something's going on. And then they mark, you know, they'll do tree snaps, but tree snaps that are 12 feet off the ground that a human being can't snap. I mean, the tree is so thick, but these things they're monsters. They're gigantic and they're strong, superhuman strength, you know.
I want to know if you're in a place right now where you could give the audience a Bigfoot call. Are
I
you in a
can.
place
It's
where? right. Not going to pick. Remember the last time he tried it? It didn't even pick up.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah,
you
your frequency was off of Zoom's. Like, they couldn't pick it up.
off the charts.
Yeah, dude, like
Yeah. You're like,
alien.
we've detected a Bigfoot impersonator. Cut
I
the
think it
mic.
would pick up your call, Siege. I think it might.
How dare you?
How that's dare for
you?
sure. Just so you know, when
I'm
you
a
did your
joke in the
call,
I'm a joke in the Bigfoot
no,
community.
you're not. I don't know what was going on. Did you have laryngitis? Were you
So
choking?
embarrassing.
I think it was. Were you self? You don't seem self-conscious. No, were you?
No, that
You
was
have
as much as I
strong
could do,
lungs.
man. I
I don't
mean,
know.
I got stage fright a little bit. I got
All
stage
right,
fright a little
that's okay. You're being honest because that you seem a very strong guy. Like you could belt out a call no problem. That was like surprise. Remember the commercial with the toilet paper? Like that's never mind.
Look, when we get a real show, we're gonna be done with this. Me being the joke of the Bigfoot community.
You're not
It's
the joke.
done by the time we get our real show.
Listen, you're
Okay.
self-proclaimed. I don't think you're a joke. You were in a powerful addition to the team. I think you just got a little nervous, and it's okay.
You made me feel brave. I was like, whoa, I'm
Exactly.
5'4", and my call was so penetrating, I got a call back. And I was like, this huge dude.
Yeah, this guy, by the way, audience, like this
It
guy,
just soothed everyone. The
I'm
birds were like,
thinking,
oh.
right. Genetically, you may be part Bigfoot. You're a monster. What are you, 6'4"? What
He's
are you?
6'6".
You're 6'6".
Yeah.
God, we just need to put some fur on you, and you're one of them. With laryngitis.
And some like extra like 3D penis stuff that you know what I mean? Just like pack some on, pack some more size down there, and then add some
Well,
cat hair.
Oh my
some cat
God.
hair in there.
some Bigfoot pubes. You know, the jury's out on whether they're hung or not. We don't
I
know.
want to be like a hairless one, like I'm almost hairless Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll have hair, like I'll have a bush, obviously, and I'll have some chest stuff that I'll have to put on because I don't have it. But
And
I
a
want to
gold
be like
chain.
that's the American hairless Bigfoot.
Oh,
His dick's a little bit smaller too.
extremely rare.
Oh my
Right.
God, there he is!
Oh my God.
We obviously should make a video of that, of me naked, walking around naked with just like some little fur. Like, I want to say I have some fur in my butt crack.
So you
A
won't
little
do
bit
a
of fur in my
call.
butt crack. No. It's just a sighting. So it would be a quick me walking by. And you guys are like, holy shit, did you see that? And then you guys talk about the American hairless. Then you just saw the American hairless. I think that video would be fucking
We
bonkers, man.
should do it. We should do
Sounds
it.
good.
I
Sounds like
had
you have to invest some money in the costume design part of it,
I
but
feel like all we got to do is like, no, if I'm the American hairless, we just have to put something in my mouth that makes my lips look bigger. You know what I mean? Give me some lips, some
where
bigger
are we going
lips.
with
I
this?
know. I look monkeyish a bit. And then maybe give me a unibrow. Just do a little bit of hair right here,
The
unibrow.
Hitler mustache? What are we talking about?
And then a huge bush and fur coming out of my butt crack. And then I walk by and then you
And a large
guys.
Schwanz. Okay. All right. Whatever look you're going for, we'll support it.
We can help make your dreams come
Exactly.
true. Like you catch me drinking out of a river and I like get spooked. I get spooked, but I'm bent over drinking out of a river with my hands and then
You got the
I'm
fur crack
like,
is like,
huh. Ah!
and but the
And
thing is,
I'm like,
are you
whatever,
still gonna?
fucking.
You still have to make the call strong. If you're gonna be like that, you have to make stronger calls, though. You know what I mean?
No, definitely. But that's part of it. Yeah, you guys catch me by the river drinking out of the river
Yeah,
naked.
shucking clams, freshwater clams.
I do wonder if there's something out there that's like a huge Bigfoot penis that you could buy that you could attach to yourself.
We can make it.
Aging.
What do you mean?
We can make it.
You guys are so creative. We can make it.
I could do a papier-mâché one, I guess.
Absolutely.
Or,
Or we probably
CG, do a Google. If you do a Google search,
there'll be
I'm
something.
sure you'll
Just
find great
I just want to have the
options.
biggest, most, obnoxious, obscene Bigfoot wang.
Right.
It has to be with hair like over
Or,
it.
there'll be a lot of hair on it. There'll
Okay.
be a lot
Uncircumcised. Uncircumcised.
of hair.
You know,
Uncircumcised.
the anteater, we call it. You know?
Yeah, I don't think circumcision is a trend with the Sasquatch community.
There has
No,
to be a
they're
quick
natural. Yeah.
close up on the anteater. That's a
Me.
really quick shot. Like when people are like, what was that? Like you really quick one?
Almost subliminal. Almost subliminal.
Yeah, like in Fight Club when Tyler Durden like inserts the quick.
Right. Now, I didn't share this with you, but I had planned on it. I couldn't get any actors to join in this. But my plan was that as I was giving that lecture behind on the road, because I have a Bigfoot suit, I was trying to hire a couple people. One was gonna wear the suit and then have the Bigfoot get hit by a car and just fly over the car. It would have been just a crowd pleaser, honestly. And
would have been fucking amazing.
ambulance comes, and they would know how to roll, like, so they wouldn't really get hurt, but everyone
like,
around them.
Oh my God.
I would love to play that fucking part, man. That's the part that
Well, now we
to
know.
Play.
For the fall workshop, you have a job and it pays $25. So,
like, I don't have much acting range, but that's like right in my sweet spot.
Or vocal, So, we could have a that would be
We'll
think about it.
practice.
If nobody knows and that just happens, like in the back, even it's just incredible. We can have so much fun doing this stuff, telling
I'm
you.
gonna come back in a big
Yes.
way on the next one.
You
Yes,
are, I know
fuck.
you are.
I gotta
I
get
have
my
a
manhood
genuine
back.
confidence. Yeah, you're gonna do it. I was so shocked. I'm like, what's going on?
You're like, wow, this guy's such a big pussy.
No, I was not like that. I was like, something's bothering him. I gotta talk to him on the side. We can work
Please
this
have
out.
a sit down.
We got what, tell me what's going on inside.
Are you okay, brother?
It's obviously a trauma response. Oh man, it's good stuff. That was a
Now,
fun
we are
one.
going to
It's
go
like
out.
when your youth pastor sits you down for a little sit down. Is something troubling you, brother?
Right. We're in a sleepaway. All right. Well, we won't go there.
So,
Sit down in the bed. Let's talk.
you brought up when we do another Bigfoot excursion, you might want to go out at night. And
Yeah.
I am down for this, but it's definitely going to create a whole different mood. And it
Totally.
will be a lot scarier when we do, because I'm certain we're going to hear back. So when we do hear back, it's going to be interesting. I'm so down, but yeah, it's going to be scarier. Have you been out on night excursions?
I have. So it's always been with large groups, and when you're with large groups, it doesn't work. You don't get much. But then again, we've never been to. I'm gonna say. Oh, I don't want to say it. All right.
Yeah, no.
But we're gonna go there because that place is high energy and there's stuff going on. So we'll find out the latest we can go. Well, you know what? We'll sneak in the woods. Let's have some fun, some hijinks, and we'll sneak up in the woods and we'll go. Whatever. 10 people. We'll have headlamps. It's like
Okay.
we know
Let's
how to
get
do
your
this.
cop friends to come with us. If we get caught and they're like, don't worry, we're cops.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm
Right.
saying?
I know a few. Right. They could flash the badge,
The ones who were on the last one.
Yeah, that's yeah. My niece was my niece there at Chelsea. I don't
I
remember.
wonder if they still have their uniforms because they're both retired now. But like,
Possibly. Yeah.
put the suit back on just for our expedition so they
Over
can
their
rest.
Bigfoot suit, so that they're Bigfoot in police uniform.
Yeah,
That could work.
we'll see. So we'll find some kids tripping in the park. Some kids tripping in the park, seeing that dude
Right. Oh
ruin their
man,
whole
can you
lives.
imagine? They
Fantastic.
would be legends.
Yeah, but I know they would just think it was Planet of the Apes. They'd think that
Absolutely.
they just landed on their planet.
Hey,
That's the end of the mark.
guess what? They kind of have, because Sasquatch have been here for a long time.
Yeah. Not as long as we think. Melba Ketchum, the one that did the DNA study, she claims that I told you it's a hybrid. Well, she claims it's a hybrid, right? Half human.
Definitely.
And they don't know the mitochondrial, what was it? Mitochondrial DNA came up as human female. The nuclear, which is male and female DNA, came up as not on GenBank. So that's the part they don't know what it is. Wait, what were we talking about? I just lost my train of thought. That's
Yeah,
great.
so you're talking about the genetic material they found from a Bigfoot print or something? Where did they find that
Oh,
material that they
they back
tested?
in 2013, it was a major study that they had 100, and I think it was 120 samples of flesh, saliva, scat, and hair. And they had 120 samples. They all came back the same way, like with those results. So think about that for a minute. And science, Brian Sykes, who died, he was a Oxford geneticist. He poo-pooed it. They all poo-pooed it. And just to put that to rest, that study, when she did blind peer review, say they send it out to universities. They don't tell you what they're testing. And every one of them, when they found out it was a Bigfoot study or Sasquatch, they bailed out of the study, even though their findings said that this was an unknown species. Like, it's just wild. Science is acting up. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
How many giant bones and even th supposedly Smithsonian picked up a Bigfoot back. There's another story about that, but they did not it, like so. In other words, people submitted things to the Smithsonian that were Bigfoot evidence over the last 100 years. Every one of them, when they went back to ask where it is, they're like, "We don't have it. What are you talking about?" Just
I
hiding.
believe it.
Just
There have
hiding.
been a lot of scientists that discovered free energy, and
yes,
almost all of them have had their labs set fire
yeah
to, and half of them I think were killed. So when
yep.
information is trying to get covered, it gets covered at this time. But
that's
things
right.
are actually coming out. That's part of the shift that's going on, is that we're so thirsty for truth, and we're starting to open up and believe the different conspiracy theories. I'm not saying all conspiracy theories are right, obviously, but some of them are. And I think people are just opening up and wanting the truth. But it can be scary for some people who maybe for most of their life has been like, no, that's fake, that's not real. And then they're almost embarrassed to open up and say, wait, I've been wrong. I think in our culture, it's hard for people to be wrong. I have been wrong so many times in life. I'm okay with it. You know, I would just rather open up and learn and explore what this reality is.
Exactly. And exploring it is. So you had mentioned that you wanted to do more paranormal stuff.
Yes.
So Clinton Road, I'm going to tell you one quick story about Clinton Road in West Milford, which I've been going there for so long. I've been up there so many times.
What is it, a park?
It's a road that supposedly, like, they've had shows where it's the most haunted road in America.
We got to go.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Who was the hitman for the mob? The Iceman, they called him. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah. I watched that. There was a movie about it a few years back.
Was it Kaczynski? I forgot. Anyway.
The guy in the movie? Uh-oh.
No, the guy that was the serial killer. He was the murderer.
I know the name, the Iceman. I forget what his real name was.
So he used to bury bodies on Clinton Road. There was UFO sightings up there. There was supposed to be cult sacrifices up there. Bigfoot. The stories about, you know, the ones where the child got killed and now their ghost is there, that type of stuff, right? So I just heard a new one. So Chelsea, my niece, her boyfriend, told me that he lives on Clinton Road, or he lives in the area. He said that they're driving on that road one night, late at night, and there's an orb, and they're doing 60 miles an hour, and there's an orb in the woods, or deep in the woods, and it's traveling at the same speed. Now, that's rocky terrain. Like, there's no way something could travel 60 miles an hour in those woods. So he's seen orbs there. So I actually went there. My kids were like, we have to go at the witching hour. So 3 o'clock in the morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. It was a horrible, rainy, foggy night. And we got there. I left.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, the witching hour.
That's what I was told. I don't. Am I right?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went up there.
I think about 3 and 4 a.m. But yes, yes, that's it.
In that time period. Okay. So I went there, and the whole time I was there, it was a really bad night. It was a perfect night to go. The whole time the hair on my was up, and it felt like something was going to just jump out at any moment. Different than all the other nights I've been there. You know, it was just strange. So we definitely can have a lot of fun up there. There's a lot of property, and we could do a nice excursion, you know.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the biggest scared man that you've ever seen. The scariest big person that you've ever seen.
We need to dress you up then in the Bigfoot suit. Maybe that'll give you some
confidence. I'll
totally
get into a Bigfoot suit if there's one that fits.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to fit, because this is made for a leprechaun like me. You know what I mean? You're 6'6", dude? That's incredible. This guy is a giant. You really would fit in. We could get you in with them and they wouldn't know. Well, he's tall enough.
Right.
He doesn't look like us per se.
They'd know, because my lovemaking wouldn't be quite up to par.
Oh my God.
They're swingers, the Bigfoot? I didn't know that.
They would know from the fur, the fake fur coming out of your butt cheeks.
Right.
Like, we're taking him in.
I can't wait to have a huge tuft of fur right under my butt cheeks.
It's unbelievable.
In between and under my butt cheeks.
Oh, the visual is really coming together.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
I can see it in my head already. I kind
and
of
then the giant uncircumcised schwanz that you have attached. It's incredible. This is really going to be something.
Maybe I can itch it and it like pulls the skin back a little bit. Oh. That's the shot. I'm sorry.
Is that the money shot? Or
It shows just me doing my normal stuff before I see you guys.
We should watch him. Like, it's like watching Bigfoot in their natural habitat. That'll be CG. We'll just follow him around with cameras as he lives his life as a Bigfoot with the tufts of hair.
I love this.
Right. And then we'll see him like down by the river practicing his calls. He's so frustrated because he can't make them loud. You know, he feels ostracized. Oh man, that'll be great. It really will. And you do.
And I'm embarrassed because I'm hairless. And they're all hairy and they fuck with him because I'm hairless.
He's keeping hair on. He's trying to grow hair. He's got Rogaine all over his testicles.
They're like, look at this fucking pretty boy over here.
Looking right,
you know,
right.
They fuck with me. Yeah, the other Bigfoots fuck with me because I don't have enough fur.
Exactly. It's like the Rudolph story. You know? we're gonna tell it in a different way, aren't we?
Schwanz. All he got is a little fur up his butthole. You know, like a little bit.
Now we're in the hole.
Up his butthole.
I don't know how we're going to get it in there. I would think that it has to be inserted a little bit.
You get a pipe cleaner. Just change it. Wow.
We're not great at makeup design, so we just slide it in the butthole a little bit because we don't can't fix it.
Now we're sliding. This just keeps developing. It's no longer a family show.
You know how women, like, they have tape for their shirts to tape onto their boobs for, like, sexy dresses? We'll get that kind of tape for the fur.
The breast.
Very special.
Yes. There's tape out there for okay. this.
Well, we don't want hair on the cheeks. We just want the whole right down
exactly,
the
crack. Exactly.
In the crack. Yes.
Got maybe it goes down my back, the small of my back, a little bit, but then it basically bushes out down the crack.
Okay.
So...
It's insane.
Oh, we'd only need a few select pieces.
I thought this was a serious Bigfoot interview. What's going on here? I feel
this half. In it's my half that. But there's also how are we going to fuck around too while we're out there? That's what I'm serious
you,
about.
You
that's
do, what you're well. Here. You do you out there, but when an actual Sasquatch comes in and comes after you, because
right.
like, what is this thing?
Right.
You're going to regret it.
Because I got to get me some of that ass crack. That's what it's saying. And then all of a sudden we say, take them, CG, get in the car with the big. Kate, no.
I'd be so sad, but I'd be like, this is his fault. He really was set on taping fake fur his this. Butt crack.
I mean, wait, was it a gay Bigfoot who wants to do this? Or is it a female Bigfoot?
They go
a
both
female
ways.
Bigfoot could be can a female. Still make you... Her bitch.
Absolutely.
I think with the way Chris was talking, it was a gay Bigfoot because he wants to get up in that ass. That's what he said something like.
Well, who knows? I mean, she may be into that. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of ways this can go.
We don't know about Sasquatch sexual activities.
We don't. We're going to study interest. It and you're going to be the bait for it.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Now, this next topic's a little bit different than what we were discussing. Chris, do you think your healing journey is linked to your passion for Bigfoot?
That's a good question. It depends on what healing. The current
when
healing.
When did you write that question? I was like, what are you, a fucking psychiatrist?
That's unbelievable.
I was like, wow.
This just got serious.
Are you a doctor?
God, we just.
I think it's a question that I've been thinking about for you. And Chris came to one of my healing events. It
oh,
was
God.
Awesome.
Right.
And I was thinking, because to be so in tune with, I'm going to say the other side, even though Bigfoot is also physically manifested, it's still a being that operates in other worlds and dimensions, right?
Right.
So you being so connected to that species, in my eyes, seems also spiritual. Like, you're looking for the truth of what you are, what they are.
It's a good
point. You want healthy
like
connection and I with them, and I feel like it's very much linked to who you are in your healing journey. That's the sense I get. So I was curious if you were feeling that same thing.
I haven't thought about it much, but as I think out loud, I think that there could be, yeah, because in terms of relationships, I'll just share it. When we did the healing event, my current struggles are in relationships. All the other areas are going really well. And I think that codependence is big with me in relationships. So the fact that this is a passion of mine, and I usually get into a relationship and I give up everything about myself and it becomes all about the other person. And as of late, I haven't done that. This is something that I bring to the relationship, you know. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about putting it in my dating profile that I'm a Bigfoot expert or enthusiast, as some would say. You know, it's because that's me. And I have to
Right.
bring authentic self. Like, this is me. I'm not hiding who I am or my sobriety or anything else, you know. So I think you're right. There that I think it has helped because when I got sober, all these things I started doing, you know, Bigfoot, and it's incredible. When I was using and drinking, I lost myself. I was focused on the addiction for all those years. And then when I got sober, everything opened up. It was a new life, you know, because I had missed out on so much. So that's a good point. It is part of healing for me. And it's something I don't ever want to give up. I love it. It's just the mystery of it, just experiencing life and being in the woods and being connected to nature and the vibration and the energy. It's so good for us, you know. So
yeah, and I think speaking your truth, even if it goes against, you know, what the masses think,
right,
it's also very spiritual in itself. It's saying like, no, this is what I believe and what I've heard, and I've done my own research.
Exactly.
I'm not going to let all these other people tell me I'm wrong or crazy. Like, you're fighting for yourself and your fullest vibration to be here. Like, you're not going to dim your light in what you think.
Exactly.
And maybe you did before, because it is a scary world and it can be scary to say, actually, I believe in this thing, when everyone might make fun of you, or it could, right, the consequences could be worse than just making fun. So I think it is, in my eyes, yeah, part of your healing journey, because you've really kind of fought for Sasquatch in a certain way, and not in a way where you're like, we're out to hunt them. Cause I've seen some Sasquatch things where it almost looks like they're looking for them, and
they
Sasquatch
get the body.
Is the enemy. And I'm like, no, they're not, you know? So yeah, it feels like you're very respectful of this species. And in a sense, it's also you protecting your truth and your layers. That's the sense I get.
And terrified, you know, and now that we're talking about it with CG, you know, it's just a big experience that we can all share together. And I think that he's going to be, well, I'm hoping that, like, I actually strangely think this, I don't know, because if they're so intuitive, I think they do know individually people's intentions. I really do. I believe that, because and this isn't like I read a couple books. This is like now 20 years of interviewing strangers. I have so much anecdotal evidence that I think that I hope anyway, that they'll sense that I come in peace. Like, they'll be like, this guy's all right. You know, CG with the ass crack hair, I don't know. They may question it. And you do put yourself in harm's way, because they could be attracted to the look. You're a handsome guy, like I said earlier, like, you know, suddenly, like, bring him. He's going to become one of our tribe.
That would be a horrible way to become a widow. Like, my husband, he thought it would be funny to.
Big, they're not going to kill me. I'm a part of their family now.
You can go visit.
Okay, it would be sad to be newly single, whatever I'd be, because my husband.
You break up with me because I got taken hostage?
If you got taken, how am I supposed to get you back?
How do you spell bandit?
I'd be a little mad. I'd be like, he shouldn't have put fur in his ass.
Remember when we watched Independence Day the other day and Jeff Goldblum was still wearing his wedding ring after 3 years? That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh,
I get abducted by Bigfoots.
I would. I thought you meant like you were going to be taken. But like, I'd be a little salty, because I'd be like, why did he have to wear all that fur in his butt crack?
Right.
He was calling on
fire.
Yes, he's provoking them.
Right.
It's
we're in entertainment, baby.
Yeah. Well, it went against
you,
didn't it?
The video probably would be great, too. We'd probably finally get famous if I actually got, you know, abducted.
That's not how.
If the end of the video was I get abducted.
That's a good point. We can start to
bait
you.
That's not how you want it. You can't choose how you get it, baby. It's just like, however.
You're putting out bad vibes. But if you want to do the fur thing, you can. And, you know. Maybe I bring a crossbow in case someone tries to steal you.
A crossbow ain't killing a Bigfoot, baby.
Yeah.
Well, then.
I mean, you got to. I feel like if you really were trying to hunt a Bigfoot, like, he'd have 3 arrows in him still running at you.
Yeah.
That would be like that kind of movie.
Seriously, that's true. That's hunters, I've heard multiple hunters say, because the people say, well, why didn't you shoot it? You could have taken the shot. And they said, listen, and these are hunters, like, these are professional hunters. And they're like, listen, the ammo I had, the gun I had, there's no way this thing would have taken that thing down. It's too big. No chance. I've heard that multiple times.
That's awesome.
They said you need an elephant gun to take one of these things that are gigantic. And they're in a rage.
It's like when Boromir took those three, you know, 3 arrows in Lord of the Rings before he finally went down.
Right.
I feel like Bigfoot's like a Boromir, like a hyped up Boromir.
Yeah, they can be. The males are really ferocious, man. You know?
Yeah, don't mess with them.
No.
I'm not. We're just shooting a video in peace where you dress like an American hairless Bigfoot.
And I hope that they have a sense of humor. They see that it's odd. It's a, you know, this look at these people, these humans.
That's the next step. Do they have a sense of humor? You know, we're gonna figure it out.
If the one smiled at the guy, that's a sense of humor.
There you go. You're right.
I think we start doing the Jackass with the Bigfoots, like where you sneak up behind them with a razor and you just shave a little bit of their hair off.
Jack's links, right? Those were great. With the hand in the warm water and starts hosing the guy in the face with the pee.
Were you the ones who sent us like the ones that never aired or something?
I don't know if I sent it to you, but I know of them. I've seen them all. They're great.
I think you were the one who was talking about them. Maybe we looked them out after that, but like you're the only one who knew that they're like ones that like weren't even on regular.
They never made it to TV. Yeah, the guys.
Like, or like they're on TV in Europe or something. Like it was illegal here because they went too far.
It went too something. Far. Yeah.
Yeah, but
those are great, man.
That was interesting. I forgot to share that with like my friends.
Can I say something really quick, totally off topic, but important? Yes, I can actually, because
it's your podcast.
I'm a co-host. So did you hear that Biden just dropped out of the presidential race?
I did not.
Yeah, he was getting so much pressure because, you know.
He's not well.
I mean, yeah, he's too old. He's too old to be doing this. So I think it's good news.
He called Zelensky Putin the other day. You know, it's not good.
I know.
It's not good. I've seen him multiple. He comes off the podium and there's no one there. He's shaking hands.
It's automatic after a while. You just do these things.
Yeah, it is automatic. You're right. You know, and if it was the other side, I'd be saying the same thing. Like, if you got to go, you got to go, no matter who you are.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, it's time for retirement. That's that.
Look, I'm 43. When me and Kate are driving places, I make automatic right turns because I turn right there a lot.
But yeah.
Like, come on. Like
you're
I can
wired. It's like grooves on a record in the brain.
Exactly. So I fucks with Biden, man. I'm gonna be worse. I'm gonna be much worse at that point.
Oh, please.
Don't with say right that.
Here, I'm already halfway there. You kidding? Oh my goodness. Actually, I was so scared. I went to a neurologist and he just came back with the results. He's like, you're not half bad. You're okay. I'm like, well, I can't remember who you are, but thanks for the.
So last topic, we're back to Sasquatch, by the way. What
he said, actually, sir, I ordered the hash browns.
Sorry. That was good, CJ. Well
it done. Took a minute though, like while you guys were still the podcast was still going, but I was like, I have a joke about
that
this.
Was really nice, man.
I appreciate it.
God. It was slightly delayed, but it's it hit.
My brain works, but it's just like four times slower than everyone else's.
We just need like a time warp at the comedy something, you know what I mean? Just slow the whole thing down so we can get the joke off the ground.
That's why I belong in a Sasquatch community.
You're very witty though. Like if someone is really mean to him or something at work, which isn't often or just in life, like it'll hurt him. If someone like, you know, it hurts anyone's manhood or personhood if someone just comes at you for no reason. But he'll come home and like think on it and come out with like the best disses, and he really will go back and say them to that person days later.
Do that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's like Seinfeld, the jerk store. That's a great. Yeah, that is great. You've done that.
The jerk store called and they're running out of you.
Right.
That was his diss. He went back like 3 days later because dude told him the ocean called and they're running out of shrimp because he was eating all the shrimp cocktail.
And then he had fucked him up.
That's a good joke. The shrimp.
And then he topped it and he goes, yeah, well, I had sex with your wife. Oh. So good, man.
Really good stuff. That was a jerk store was a great episode, man.
It was a great episode. And I'm really happy to hear that you went back to these people days later. That's incredible. You lived Seinfeld, man. Damn. Look at you. And you think you can't make Bigfoot calls. Yes, you can.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to try again.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
I don't want to be the laughing stock when we get a Bigfoot show.
Yeah. Well, you can tell how many times I've done it because you should hear the laughter over the years. Everyone just roar. I'm like, listen, you got to be quiet afterwards. You're going to ruin everything.
Well, you told us beforehand, and I was mad quiet after you did it. But we were looking around at each other because people were dying. But we were silently dying, though.
Right.
We were silently dying. It made it funnier that we weren't allowed to laugh.
Yeah.
It did? That
it was
made it
fucking
funny.
Us up.
But listen, we wouldn't have heard those calls if we were all laughing. Right?
No, exactly. No, no, you were right. You were exactly right. I'm just saying, like,
I
you
am
don't
an
see
expert.
A grown man do that very often.
And I do it with no problem.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. So, like, that's what's funny about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, no, we kept it together. We kept it together.
It was so good, man. We gotta keep going out there.
Yes, we're going to. And what I was going to ask until CG's really good add-on.
That was great.
Was what do you think the future is for the Sasquatch community? It could even be your hope. Because I know my hope is that they can live in more peace. You know, I think they're fighting for nature, for humans to stop ruining it. You know, it's their home as well. But I'm curious what you think the future could be or is going to be.
I don't know. I wish I knew. And I feel like we should have more answers by now. You know, the people that are in the community that have had the experiences and track it and everything, they all say the same thing. Like, why haven't we been able to get a body yet? You know, just so something else is going on because we have the technology, we have the manpower, like there's no reason for it. So something else is happening.
Who's saying this, Chris? You're saying there's experts out there who are asking this?
For sure.
There's doctors out there who study things asking about this.
Like the one podcast, the Sasquatch Chronicles, Wes is the guy that had his own experience and he has this show. You know, he talks about that all the time. He's like, something else is going on. You know, there's something curious I wanted to mention too. Like, so they'll have sightings at night on roads and wherever, and the people will almost hit the Bigfoot, meaning that the Bigfoot, and they're on a, like, they're out in the woods, right? So there's no one else around. Their car's driving, and the Bigfoot crosses right in front of the car. So he's like, why would they hit? They see the headlights. So why do they do it right then? It's as if they're having fun, like they want us to get close. The whole thing is so strange.
I think they want to be recognized. I think they want to be known here. The problem is what we do as a species, not what I would do, but as a species, it's like, oh, let's take this unique thing, bring it into a lab, cage it, kill it, dissect it. Like, our society doesn't know how to respect beautiful things in general, or unique things they don't understand. Oh, that's a mermaid, kill it, cut it up, you know. It's so twisted. And I think Sasquatch, they know they're a very intelligent species. They know how our species operates, so they're wanting to be seen, but I don't think they're going to fully allow it until they know that our collective can handle it and isn't going to abuse that knowledge. And all we've done so far is abuse it. Area 51 has different species of aliens there that are jailed, that are tested. I mean, we have our own animals. I'm not a big fan of animal testing. You know, just the way we treat each other and this earth and the animals is sick. And the Sasquatch species knows this. So I think we're trying to make these shifts. I think that's where the earth is headed as a global consciousness. You know, I'm sick of those ways, but I think that's why they're not fully allowing themselves to interact and get caught on camera or video, because it's just not safe. It's safe around me and our group. We are friends and we wouldn't exploit, but who knows, the government, if we caught good footage, the government would probably swoop in on helicopters and fuck up the whole thing, because that's what they love to do.
Right.
Area 51 was actually where Jeff Goldblum and his estranged wife reunited. So,
did you really love Independence Day?
No, it just when I get abducted, and then, you know, you're suddenly single now. The second I get abducted, you're single. That's what's coming out of your
not in my heart. And so, but if you're
not in her heart,
if you're abducted in a portal in another dimension, I will search for you like Will's mom does in Stranger Things. But it's a shitty life, and I would be really mad that my husband really had to stuff fur in his butthole, and now I got
to
spend
years. No, you gave me the tape so I don't have to stuff it in.
But
my...
back to the butthole. It was supposed to be in the crack.
You got me tape so I didn't have to do the butthole thing.
Okay.
That was just a thing we didn't know how to figure it out.
Stuff it in the crack, and then this thing takes you. I have low energy levels. I'm still using a cane. And now I have to go trek through dimensions to get my husband back from the Sasquatch. I will do it. I ride for you, but I would be put out. I'd be like, oh my
God.
And I'd
be
single in the sense of chores and errands. I'd be like,
I like this. I
mow the lawn.
I like this Kate better, but she's turned over a new leaf because at the beginning of the show, you were single. The second I got abducted.
I thought it was like abducted.
You're a widow. She's a widow.
She's on the dating site already. She's building a profile as you're running through the being dragged through the woods by your
company. Exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
I assumed if you're abducted by Sasquatch, you're fucking gone. Now, that doesn't mean I'm looking for anything else. It just means like I come back to my home and I am now alone. My husband's gone.
Right.
Who might not ever come back because now I have to go into the Sasquatch community myself. I'm a tasty morsel for them. I'm going to become their sex slave now because I have to go get your ass because you thought it was funny to mess with.
They'll make a trade. They'll make a
you
trade.
Exactly. You two now are at a Bigfoot swingers party, basically. So it's
they'll
quite
a trade for you, but they won't let you have me.
See? So I'd be like,
we just keep switching places. Like I do the chores that week.
Tap out.
Do the shopping.
Tap out.
And then you can come home and you can recover while I go back.
It's been rough, honey. It's been.
But I feel like we'd get really strong and really like sexually. I feel like we'd get really sexually developed.
Viral. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
I think so
like,
too.
Kind of like
your prowess would just elevate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you
not a life I'm trying to live.
Your tuft hair would just be—it'd be a mane at this point, just a mane flowing.
No, we got to actually start growing that hair.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It won't be fake anymore.
You'd be brushing it like a horse's mane. You know?
Yeah,
you know, they call you Tufty.
Do you think? Do you think is there something you can put under your lips to give you like big monkey lips?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
All right, because I'm just trying to see what's on my list for the store. before this, I'm just
Amazon's
sure.
A great starting point for this.
Definitely
for your ingredients, for your new look.
What did I got? I got my big glasses on Amazon. I've used those in mad videos. They're instant hilarious.
Really?
Instant hilarious.
I'm sure if you Google different Bigfoot things, you will get all sorts of results.
If I knew where those glasses were in my room, I would step out to get them right now to show Chris.
I know, because I was hoping you were going to reach for
them.
It
would be fantastic. But I don't remember where I put my props.
All right. Well, next time, hopefully you'll have me back and we could do that. I really want to see it. Or on the journey, our next endeavor.
Bro, listen, if I can be a science guy with the glasses on, the glasses are just about like this big. That's why they're hilarious.
Wait, okay, yeah, I love it.
They're so thick that they like make his eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember the Seinfeld with Jerry with the glasses with the gum when he bought all the extra gum and he had the big glasses on? They couldn't see.
I don't.
It was a great one. So I want to see this when we go on the next excursion. And hey, Kate, I wanted to mention to you, paranormal. Halloween time going to the penitentiary out in Pennsylvania would be fun.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to see if we have to figure out where we're allowed to go, obviously, because some of these places, you have to get permission and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
But I've been Googling around here and yes, we can do, I'm up for anything, but there are some houses that are super, super haunted that you have to be very careful entering them. So if we decide to do that, we'll just figure out how to really make sure we're protected because none of these places can be dangerous.
I'm serious. Yeah, I agree with you. 100%.
In some of those horror movies, one like a latch onto a person.
That's what I'm talking about.
Haunted or now it haunts there.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Wherever they go. Like if that's real, I'm scared.
It is real.
Same. Is there really a way to protect against it?
Yes, there are spiritual methods. I know some. And then I would probably bring along a friend or two who are either mediums or have more experience entering haunted spaces.
Okay.
Well, you're supposed to bring a person weaker than you so that the spirit latches.
That's what I was going to say.
As long as you have a bait person.
That's what I was going to say. Get somebody that's not emotionally stable. Let them handle it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry this happened. You were a great guest. And we go home. We're safe. You're back.
The next episode will be the exorcism of them.
Yes, right. Then we have another episode.
Spiritus Sancti. What do they say, though? They say it in the Greek.
I don't know.
Spiritus Sancti. That's one of them.
Oh, is it?
One of the chants when they're exorcising.
I feel like CG is going to be the one that gets possessed.
Oh, I totally would be the right one to get possessed. I'm weak-willed.
I'd still take control.
You're not weak-willed.
I'm like weird shit. So yeah, I don't think so. Take over my soul.
Audience, this guy's jacked up. He looks like Hercules. He's not weak.
My will is weak. My body's strong.
Yeah, I don't buy it. He's just saying it.
He's a people pleaser. So if he tries to people please the spirit, he will have his vessel taken over. So we'll have to we'll just do some protecting of ourselves. But
yeah, we have to.
Got this. We just want to be careful about it.
And if it's all, if it's all good energy, good people, that's a strength against all the negative.
Yes. You know what I mean? And most spirits, even if they're the angriest ones, their story was never told properly. They were either abused throughout life or their death was so traumatic that their vibration is still here for a reason, trying to work out the trauma of what happened. And we are here to help heal the generational trauma that even spirits are still holding. Huh. So I walk in with that intention, and usually spirits can feel the intention and they care about it. Some spirits might be so demonic, they don't give a shit what your intention is. No, so we'll just have to feel that.
Can we use our, if we have a lot of pent up anger, can we fight theirs with our own anger? Are we strong enough to do that? Cause I have some, energy.
Possibly. Yeah. I think.
I feel like you don't have the anger of like a spirit who isn't allowed to cross over. Like, I feel like you're exaggerating your anger a little bit. Like that's another level.
I don't know. I feel like I've experienced demonic anger in other people and sometimes in myself, in a sense, through trauma. So
demonic anger.
Yeah. So I feel like you could channel it, but if you learn how to use that energy form in a protective healing sense,
you get her off.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you're a Twilight fan, but Bella, it wasn't her rage, but she really learned how to project this defensive energy. And I think anger is just energy that's been conducted in a certain way for reasons. It's not negative unless it becomes negative because you don't know how to channel it. So yes, right. My answer is yes. I think you absolutely could. And I think we're going to have a blast doing all of these.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to use our anguish against the ghost anguish.
That's what I'm saying. All the trauma as a group, there's a lot of trauma in that group.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
But the ghost has the life trauma plus the death trauma. Yeah. So I feel like it trumps our trauma.
I'm not making myself clear. You take a middle-aged man in America with mortgages and kids. This is the best way to say it. I thought I was tough when I was 25, right? I told my dad when I got married and had kids at mortgage, I said, Dad, I'm a lot more dangerous now with all the pressure. There's a lot of rage in here. Compared to 25, you're having life. You're drinking, you're women. You're middle-aged, it's a totally different ballgame. You got some, like Falling Down, Michael Douglas. You remember that movie? Okay, that's a rage.
No, I would agree. There's a dance thing called Five Rhythms, and it's supposed to be this like getting out your energy. They change up it to five rhythms, and you dance according to that rhythm.
Okay.
And there was a middle-aged man there who was dancing crazy, like all over the place, and I brought my friend to one of it. And he didn't do it on purpose, but he got her in the calf and she couldn't walk for like months. And to me, that was like the rage, the suppressed rage of a middle-aged man who was supposed to be in a healing container, got too crazy with his energy and just hacked my friend's leg.
Wow.
So I'm going to agree. A middle-aged man's rage could be terrifying and demonic. I mean, demonic things are happening here on Earth. Okay.
Yes.
So, and it's because people's demons are out and about and people haven't done enough shadow work. Yeah. So I'm ready to go to these haunted places and hopefully bring some healing to the environment, but we just have to be equipped and prepared.
I love it. You're very,
I'm just worried because I'm like an empty vessel. It's just like, oh, this is easy to just slip into. It's like a glove.
You're going to reach down. Kate's going to lead, and then you and I will reach into our really deep down, because obviously you're repressed anger. So you know it's in there, right? And we just have to draw from it, and then we'll just spearhead into the evil spirits and destroy them. Because don't you want that to happen when you watch the movies? You just get so angry, you want to fight back. This will be our chance.
Yes. Right. You will be.
We'll try to go in nice. Like we'll do, Kate, we'll do your way. We try to heal them, like try to work with them. But then if it doesn't work and we have to go to plan B, we rage out.
Okay. All right. I support it. I support the experience.
I feel like if you just start doing weird stuff, like if you just strip off all your clothes,
right, like act like a crazy
whatever,
white
whatever, like we're not really trying to do all this. The ghost, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, no, let's not, you know, this dude's kind of.
Exactly. This guy's whacked, fucking with crazy this white boy. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll care about my race, too. They'll say,
Exactly. it's just something you say. You know,
don't worry, it's some crazy white boy. Because it's a black ghost.
I don't know that to be true. I'm just, it's an expression that we use out there.
I like how you put yourself in the ghost shoes, and it's kind of a racist ghost.
It's called empathy.
I like that.
All right. We are gonna wrap this up.
All right.
So, Chris, if you even want to be found, where could people find you? Or if you want to lead them to, like you said, the Sasquatch Chronicles, what do you suggest for people?
They can reach me at ckmakeithappen@gmail.com.
All right.
Chris Kelly, makeithappen@gmail.com.
If you want to get a positive email, you know?
Yeah, it's good. It's good energy.
Yes.
Dude, I feel like I'm going to take that same exact email, CG.
CG, make it happen. Do it.
CG, make it happen. I feel like I'll instantly start making money.
Boom. Changes everything.
Dude.
And then me and you'll be more in tune. You'll be able to yell. It'll come naturally. All of a sudden, you could do calls like just Tarzan. You know what I mean? I grow a few feet taller, you know, from my 5'2" stature. I'm not 5'2", everybody. It's a joke. 5'4.5". No, I'm actually 5'9". So just settle down.
Because you're not even short like that. So we can't have the audience thinking you're like mad short. You just like doing short jokes.
It's like
they're good jokes. But we can't have the audience thinking like you're 5'2".
No, I'm not. 5'9", 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, everybody, if you want to check me out at some shows, on July 26th, I will be at the Tropicana Roy Social Hall. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks, Chris.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.